If you have a Freedom in Christ Bible, turn it to page 1363. And we're Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Most of you man tonight know we've been going through the book of Ephesians for about 4 months now. And we're in chapter 6. And we're going to continue on in that. I have verse 17. If you're there already, let's begin reading. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, over the last 4 weeks, we've been on the armor of God. One of the apprentice preachers, Joy Bonneville, started out, and then Cisco Gonzalez finished up, and now it falls on me, and I have verse 17. Paul is giving us an illustration of a Roman soldier who he, at the time, probably is locked hands with in the prison, and so he's giving us this illustration. And Paul goes from the gospel shod feet of peace and breastplate of righteousness, and now he's up to the neck. He's up to the helmet. Now, I said it before, the helmet of salvation, this helmet is used for protection. What is Paul giving us the illustration? What is the helmet protecting? It is protecting our mind. The mind is the greatest battle of all in this spiritual warfare. It is in your mind. Whatever goes on in your mind, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So God is about transforming our mind according to Romans 1 and 2. God wants your mind transformed, renewed, and everything else. And so Paul tells us that this helmet of salvation is for protection. Now, what does this salvation consist of? It consists of everything Jesus Christ came to give us. Restoration, peace, peace of mind, a new life, a new beginning. The old has passed away. The new is ahead of us. This salvation includes all of that. The enemy comes now. He likes to deal with the past. He likes to remind you of what you've done, how many mistakes you've made, and how many times you failed God. But Jesus is a God of newness. He always speaks about the future, what's ahead of you. If you're in the ditch, he says, come up yonder. If you're in the valley, look up high. Jesus deals with the future. Your enemy deals with your past, what you've done. But this salvation Paul talks about wants you to understand, if you're going to fight the enemy, you have to know something. And that is that God has wiped the slate clean. That when the enemy comes, you can't fight the enemy feeling guilty, feeling condemned. You have to fight him knowing that your past sins have been forgiven. Your past sins have been forgiven. You can't fight him feeling guilty, feeling condemned. This verse is the most important one to understand about the armor of God, because it is what you need to stand on, this salvation that you have in Jesus Christ, to be able to withstand the enemy's arrows that comes to us. Because he's coming to bring us into a guilt and to a past that we've walked before, but God deals with us in the future. So you have to have an understanding of this verse. So Paul said, take the helmet of salvation. But then he didn't go there. He didn't stop there. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is, I like that, which is the Word of God. Which is the Word of God. Now, why is this so important? Now, the Bible tells me that grace came through, the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So Paul said, you're saved now, and now take the Word of God, which is the truth that you need to fight the devil back with. You need a truth. What is this truth? It is the Word of God. Now, as I was studying this, verse 17, there are two Greek words that we use for the Word of God. There's the Logos, the written Word of God, the whole counsel of God. And there's another Greek word that they use, they call it rhema. Now, this is how it works. This verse here, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is not talking about the Logos. This is the Logos. But Paul here is saying, no, you need something else. You need to know the Logos, because God needs to give you a rhema. Now, a rhema is a particular word for any situation or circumstances that you may be going through. If you're going through a bad marriage, God would give you a word that you can stand on to believe for your marriage. So this word rhema is a particular word right where you need it when you need it the most.
Yes.
But the thing of it is, you have to know the Logos, because God can't speak something to you if you never heard it before. That's why you need to be in the Word, eat the Word, meditate on the Word in the morning time, spend time in it, in the evening time, read it in the noonday, read it anytime it comes to you. Put it on tape, put it on CD. You need to hear the Word all the time. Why is that? Because God can speak a rhema to you, a particular word, when you need it. Why? Because your adversary comes to tell you in your mind that, did God say? And if you don't know what God has said, he might trip you up. So you need to know what God has said so you can quote it back to him. It is written that my God has said this and that. You know the story when he came to tempt Jesus. Jesus didn't make up anything. He said, if you can, the Son of God, do this. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, it is written. Then he asked him another thing. He tried to trick him up again. And Jesus said once again, it is written. See, you got to know what is written so you can quote it back to him, because it's all in the mind. If you don't know it, then you can't quote it back to him. Because the devil comes to tell you, well, you're not saved. Yes, I am. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. God has forgiven me for all my sins. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. So you got to know that. You got to know who's that you are and who has saved you. Because it's a spiritual battle in the mind. I want to give an illustration here this morning. Knowing that I was going to have Teen Challenge here, so I had the opportunity. I said, Lord, I need to construct something that would be relevant in this for today. Now, I have some things up here. This is a wine bottle, but it can represent anything that we call alcohol. It can be a fifth of vodka, Hennessy, Jack Daniels, whatever it is that people like to drink. But right there, today is just a wine bottle. But I want you to understand something, that what is wine and alcohol made from? It is made from plants and grapes and fruits and things like that. And then I have up here a plant. I had my neighbor give this to me, and he works in the gardener business. And so therefore he said, this thing here is in the marijuana family. This is the closest you get from being marijuana. This right here. I want you to see it. It's a plant. And then I have up here a laptop. Computer, made out of plastic and metals and everything else. But I want you to know, all metals come from the earth, just like that plant does. And just like that barley and that wheat and that alcohol, it all comes from the earth, from the ground. Now, here in 2005, one of the greatest plagues here in the Western Hemisphere is substance abuse. We call it drug addiction and all kinds of stuff. It is ravishing our families and our communities. But God is a smart God. I like the word smart, because the word wise might go over some people here, so I see the word smart. Meaning that God says something right from the very beginning when he created man. And that in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. I like that. So I have the DNA of God. He said, in my image and in my likeness. And then he said something else. And then let them rule over, have dominion over all the earth. Yeah. Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over the earth, and over everything that creeps on the ground. This plant and this barley and this wheat is a plant. God said from the very beginning that he wanted you and I to rule over it, not the other way around. Yeah. See, when you understand the word of God, when the devil comes to you and say, you know what? You need to go and get that coca plant, that which is cocaine. You need to go and get that heroin, which is another plant. You need to go and get that papa seed. And you need to say back to the devil, no, devil, God has created me to rule over it, not the other way around. I am to subdue it, have dominion over it. But see, if you don't read and you don't know that, then the devil can say, did God say? But I want you to quote back Genesis 1, 26, 27, and 28. Devil, I've been created in his image and his likeness, and therefore I am to walk in the authority that God has given to me, and that which is the helmet of salvation. I've been brought back up from the dead. I'm no longer dead, but I am alive in Jesus Christ. So this stuff, which is grown from the earth, computer, internet pornography, with a little electricity running through it, cannot dominate over me. Because when he gives me salvation, I come to a revelation and understand who that I am now. I'm made in his image and in his likeness. And therefore, by that revelation, I can walk in it and I can resist the devil with the word of God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, that in this hour, Lord, in the earth, you are doing something new and magnificent, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you are now bringing your children, Lord, your sons and your daughters into a new revelation, God, that we have the power and the authority, Lord God, to walk as you have called us to walk. And right now, Lord, we receive that authority that you gave to us right from the very beginning, God, that we are to have dominion over all the earth, not each other, but over the earth, Lord. And Lord, right now, I pray that we will receive that by your Spirit. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.